That's the first one. Second one is agents. And an agent can be understood as a large language model that knows something new or has learned something. So an example would be read all of chemistry, learn something about chemistry, have a bunch of hypotheses about chemistry, run some tests in a lab about chemistry, and then add that to your agent. These agents are going to be really powerful, and it's reasonable to expect that agents will be, not only will there be a lot of them, and I mean millions, but they'll be like the equivalent of GitHub for agents. There'll be lots and lots of agents running around and available to you.